Hi, welcome to Standup's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Standup. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on two buckets of information. The first is the US GDP data for the final quarter last year surprised strongly on the upside, suggesting that the US economy remains incredibly resilient. At the same time, it looks like inflation is continuing to moderate, and we got the core PCE inflation data out from the US, which fell to 2.9%. All of that suggesting that the US is able to continue to grow but get inflation under control, which is a great outcome for markets, particularly equity markets. And so I guess under those circumstances, it's no surprise that US equity markets went to another all-time record high. The other topic that I think we need to discuss is South Africa's interest rate and inflation outlook. We had the MPC discussion last week where they decided to leave rates unchanged in a unanimous decision. In the meantime, inflation continues to moderate, yeah, fairly significantly, and I suppose we edging closer to the point where the Reserve Bank will be brave enough to start to cut interest rates. And hopefully when that happens, we can start to see an economic upswing manifesting that goes into 2025. So two key topics to discuss this week. So let's start off with a discussion of the US economic data. The GDP growth rate for the final quarter last year was up 3.3%. Now, if you consider that the market was expecting growth of only 2%, that's a substantial surprise on the upside. If we break down the growth rate, most of it was driven by consumer spending, both on services, non-durables and durables, suggesting the consumer's certainly not suffering as a consequence of the high interest rates. That appears to be partly due to the fact that the US economy is adding somewhere between 150,000 and 200,000 jobs a month, and clearly a lot of that income is going into consumption. The second element appears to be that because inflation has come down, it is putting households in slightly better shape and therefore perhaps more willing to undertake consumption. And the third element is that if we look at the level of excess savings, it remains fairly elevated, and clearly there are still households able to utilize those savings in order to continue consuming. As it stands, that is incredibly good growth. And if I look at the rest of the components, government contributed, net exports contributed, there was a bit of contribution from fixed investment in residential and non-residential structures. So you're talking about broad-based economic growth in the face of fairly high interest rates. All of which suggests that inflation should still be a problem. Yet, when we look at the inflation data, it's moderating actually very nicely. The latest number, the core PCE inflation data released on Friday, that's slowed to 2.9%, lower than expected. And clearly that is encouraging from a monetary policy perspective. It would suggest that, yes, the inflation rate is not quite back down to the target level of 2%, but it's making decent progress. And I guess the Federal Reserve will reflect some of that when they meet during the course of this week. All of which argues that the so-called Goldilocks economy continues on. In other words, the US economy is able to get inflation under control while at the same time avoiding going into a recession. And in order for the US to have an outright recession, you would have to see significant job losses. You would have to see the unemployment rate move meaningfully above 4%, none of which is happening. And so the US appears to be getting away with it. And we're moving closer and closer to the point where inflation will have been brought fully under control and the Federal Reserve can start to cut interest rates. At that point, there will be more enthusiasm in financial markets because you're now starting to engineer the next economic upswing. Sounds like a great set of data. Clearly, there are risks, and those risks relate to a late effect of high interest rates, and that could surprise the market if we were to see a substantial loss in jobs at this stage. So it's something we've got to be mindful of, something we've got to be monitoring. But overall, you would say the data outcome is incredibly resilient, and it speaks to overall good management of financial conditions by the Federal Reserve. So let's discuss the South African economic data. We had the inflation numbers for December, and we obviously had the MPC interest rate decision. If I look at the inflation outcome, there was a 0% change month on month, which was better than expected. And what that did was to pull down the annual rate of inflation to 5.1%. Now, 5.1% is still a bit above the informal target set by the Reserve Bank, which is 4.5%, the midpoint of the inflation target. And I guess from the Reserve Bank's point of view, they will feel that they're making decent progress, but there's a little bit more work to be done. Encouraging, I think core inflation is at 4.5% and has actually been below 5% for the last 6 months. That would suggest that the underlying level of inflation in South Africa is well under control. There are a couple of areas of inflation that remain a bit of a concern. Food is the obvious one, where food inflation is still up at around 8%, but it has been moderating more recently. And if I look at the pipeline of food inflation, it is dissipating. By that I mean agriculture inflation has slowed, manufactured food inflation has slowed, and as a consequence, consumer food inflation is slowing. And that should continue during the course of this year. South Africa's agricultural season looks to be on track. Rainfall has been decent. Water content within the soil seems to be quite high. And certainly the intention to plant by farmers is on the high side. And so there's nothing necessarily in terms of our agricultural output that should disrupt a further moderation in food inflation. The other areas of concern relate to electricity inflation that's been high for some time. We've got elevated education, medical inflation rates. But even with those numbers being elevated, the overall inflation rate appears to be reasonably under control. And I think that during the course of this year, inflation will move closer to 4.5% and the Reserve Bank can start to cut interest rates. Talking about the Reserve Bank, they had the MPC discussion. They voted unanimously to leave interest rates unchanged at 8.25%. And if we listen to the content, there are a couple of issues they flagged around some of the inflation risks. I don't think they are necessarily significant risks. They'll constantly flag the risk of currency weakness. I think that would be relevant for any MPC meeting. They spoke about food inflation, which has been elevated, but at least they acknowledged that it is moderating. And they spoke about some of the knock-on effects of other price pressures, administered price pressures. But the Reserve Bank's own forecast envisages inflation moving down to 4.5% or 4.4%, in fact, by the end of this year. And so that sets us up for a discussion on when does the Reserve Bank consider cutting interest rates. Key to that discussion, I think, is the outlook for US and European interest rates. And at this stage, we expect that those two central banks will cut rates during the middle of the year. And I think that sets up the timing for the Reserve Bank to also start to cut interest rates. I don't think the Reserve Bank wants to risk being substantially out of sync with what's happening to international interest rates. So at this stage, you would say mostly under control. I think the Reserve Bank seems fairly comfortable. And I think we can look forward to inflation slowly moving lower to 4.5% and then a couple of interest rate cuts this year that continue on into next year. And obviously, we're hoping that those interest rate cuts, together with some other policy measures that get introduced during the second half of this year, an easing of load shedding, allows this economy to do slightly better second half of the year and into next year. So from my perspective, a good set of data from South Africa, even though the growth dynamic in this country remains desperately weak. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.